Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for September 9th, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. This is the podcast that you listen to every single afternoon commute, so I don't need to tell you every single time what it is. But if this is your first time, if you're a German tourist who just read about it on Zagat, Zagat for podcasts, it's a podcast that makes fun of local news. How about that? Good weekend. I hope you had a good weekend. We're back at it here. I got new glasses. I'm wearing glasses for the first time in years. To give you an idea what it looked like, think cheaper Stanley Tucci. Right? Cheaper. Like a lot cheaper. You know that Tucci is like, oh, I got these beautiful, prim and proper glasses. And you know the things cost like $1,000. I go to Warby Parker and a gift card and I got them for $99. I like them. It's weird because I think what happened was I got glasses like 15 years ago and I think they messed them up. I think when I put them on, I was like, oh, so dizzy. And I tried to wear them. I couldn't wear them. And I'm like, this must be glasses because I'm such a loser. I'm like, nah, I'm not going to take them back and mess around. That transaction's done. Like, kind of like when you get a sandwich, it's a little bit off. And then, like, from the Jewel or the Dominic's and the turkeys a little bit. You're not going back in there and be like, I just want a different turkey. Can we tweak the turkey? Is there any way you got one of those little screwdrivers? Can you tweak the turkey? I'm not going to do that. So for 15 years, they were just like the backups. And I've been wearing contacts, and it's starting to get too much. It's expensive, and it also, after like 3 days, my eyes hurt. So I am on the glasses train, and I'm happy to be here. Although it's been kind of weird because I can't wear sunglasses, as glasses wears no, with the glasses on. So I'm finding myself kind of lost what to do with my free insurance sunglasses, my Geico insurance glasses that I got for free. I don't know what to do with them now. It reminded me when I was in Portland, standing outside the hotel waiting for the car to come around. And I'm sitting there with Miles, and this guy walks up. Again, not necessarily a homeless guy, not necessarily a street guy, but just a little awkward that he's talking to anybody. And he goes, nice glasses. Where'd you get those? I'm like, they're free. They're from Geico. Do you not see that on the side? They're knockoff Ray-Bans, dude. I said to him, I go, they're free sunglasses. He goes, well, they look adorable. As he said, I was like, all right, thanks, buddy. And again, I don't have a problem with you calling my sunglasses adorable, but they're not. They're free Geico sunglasses that you get from a race or from the little stand outside the grocery store when you go in to complain about your turkey sandwich. You get those. All right, you want to get to this? Let's get to this. All right, here are the headlines for today. Uber says it's bringing 2,000 jobs to Chicago to work in freight in the new old post office space. Hey, fine by me, but as long as they have clean cars and don't play Post Malone at full blast, I'm down, right? Actually, today is the first day that the Uber app will show public transit times and routes as alternatives. Yeah, but I secretly want to hear Post Malone at full blast. So don't take that away from me. Until that can be reinstated on the red line, no thanks. I'm going to keep that to the car. Mayor Lightfoot feels bad about destroying Senator Ted Cruz on Twitter, so now she's invited him to Chicago. How about that? To do what? To go to Garrett's Popcorn? Take a few swings at the Bunny Hunch, maybe? Try on some yoga pants at Lululemon up on Southport? Nope. She wants to tour the South and West Sides. Are you kidding me? Cruz ain't going to do that. He doesn't even tour the South and West Sides of Texas. He prefers the right side of Texas. Get it? Right side? See what I did there? Just playing with some words. I'm a wordsmith. Today begins jury selection for the murder trial of Tyshawn Lee, the fourth grader who was lured into an alley and shot to send a message to his gangbanger dad. Yeah, that horrific Chicago story that happened in 2015. It's now 2019. It's almost 2020. And that trial, which is probably a formality, is just beginning. Wow. Where have the alleged murderers been for 4 years? Let me guess. County? Yeah. It's a long time to be waiting for a trial. It's one thing, I guess, if you're guilty, but if you're not, it's a long time to be waiting for a trial. Gosh, that was 4 years ago. We're just getting to that now? Is that a normal occasion, or has that just exacerbated over time? Like, if you had this happen to you in the 70s, was it closer to how we wanted to do justice? And they're like, no, it's only a week. And then over time, it's just gradually turned into 4 years. How does it take 4 years? They already arrested the guys, so they're just waiting for their trial. Took 4 years to get this trial, which, like I said, is probably a pretty much slam dunk. I think there might even be some confessions in this. Not to say that that makes it a slam dunk in Chicago, but I don't understand. It's for the family of Tyshawn Lee, for the city of Chicago, for it to take almost 5 years' time. That's crazy. The new U.S. News and World Report rankings on best colleges and universities is out. Northwestern and Notre Dame are the only schools that went up from last year. Every other school in Illinois dropped significantly, which would be fine if this was the affordability ranking. I would take that. All the schools dropping would be amazing, but it's not. So it's not so amazing. So that just means that as tuition goes up, the rankings of these schools' value goes down. Great. The world's largest Starbucks opening this fall on Michigan Avenue. It is finally here, coming up next month. Can I bring back my joke when it was announced? Yeah. Okay. Here it is. One of my favorites. Here it goes. The old Crate and Barrel on Michigan Avenue is going to be turned into the world's largest Starbucks. It'll be 4 stories tall and 43,000 square feet. That's a lot of room for cream. Right? Isn't that that's like a straight up... Pete, you should have a guitar / piano like the guy on Stephen Colbert. And after I do that joke, she'll be like, ha ha, wheel, diddly diddly doo. Or Conan, you know what I mean? Like, that's like a, let Fred Armisen go off on the drums on that one. That's some hardcore late night TV writing right there. Yeah. In sports, the Cubs tried their best up in Milwaukee, but you kind of had a feeling it was going to go the Brewers' way. Milwaukee won 3 of 4. And now sit 2 back of the Cubs in the wild card chase. John Lester got rocked again, giving up 8 runs yesterday. What's all that? And Addison Russell hit in the head by a pitch, out with a concussion. But the bigger shortstop news is that Javi Baez injured his thumb sliding in the second. It may be more serious than first thought. He's getting an MRI today. There's a shot he might not play until the playoffs. If they get to the playoffs, timetable uncertain. You never want to see that in September. Recovery time uncertain. Ooh, what a loss, man. If you lost Javi Baez this deep into the run, yikes. So Baez, Chris Bryant didn't play yesterday. Addison Russell with the concussion. Craig Kimbrell thrown from flat ground. The guy seems to be the most stealth hurt of all time. And that, you never actually see him get hurt. It's just like the next day is like, well, he's recovering now. He's in rehab. You're like, what from what? What did he get hurt from? It's crazy, though. At least Darvish returned. He threw 5 scoreless on Saturday. The Cubs head to San Diego for a 4-game set starting today, then up in Seattle to play the Mariners. After that, it's all Pirates, Reds, and Cardinals. Speaking of Cardinals, they just keep winning. 4 games up on the Cubs now. And don't look now, but the Arizona Diamondbacks are streaking. Ugh. 1.5 games back to the Cubs for the final wild card spot. The White Sox, they lost 2 of 3 at home to the Angels this weekend, losing their 80th game. With 20-plus games to play, the notion of losing less than 90 games is in serious jeopardy. I think the White Sox really need to hunker down and avoid this 90, right? That's a mental number for the team and for, more importantly, the fans. Keep it under 90 losses and we're golden. The big news, though, Jose Abreu leads the American League in RBIs now. How about that? 112 for the year so far. Hopscotching Rafael Devers in Boston, blowing away Mike Trout, who's been hurt. I think the overall RBI leader is Freddie Freeman in the NL, but only by like 3. So Abreu has a real chance to take the overall league crown for RBIs. Not much else you can ask for your all-star first baseman who is an unrestricted free agent next year. So if they tell you anything about productivity, if we get any sort of offseason like, I think we'd like to see more out of Jose. Come on, man. The White Sox have lost 80 games and the dude's got 112 RBIs. That's pretty impressive. All right, local college football update. The Illini went into Connecticut and beat the Huskies. How about that, huh? 2-0. Lovie Smith, I told you. I think he lost that beard, right? I feel like I've seen him just recently, or has he still got it? That sort of Santa Claus beard he was going with. But 2-0, they play at home next week against Eastern Michigan. The formula, it never loses for the Illini. Play a bunch of nobodies till you steal one late in the season against Iowa or Wisconsin, right? That's all you need. Northwestern, they had a bye week this week, which, you know, a weird time to have a bye, the second week of the season. But they return next week to Evanston to play UNLV, the Shark. Larry Johnson's going to be there. He's going to play tight end. Stacey Augman. Wasn't Stacey Augman on the team? And I watched almost every single game yesterday for the kickoff Sunday for the NFL. The Red Zone was on fire. Of course, like everyone else, went to turn on Red Zone, then realized I didn't have a subscription for it. This was at my brother's house, but crazy to think about that. I think everybody in Chicago yesterday was like, oh, I don't get this channel. I don't get this channel anymore, because Comcast does this thing where even though they jack up the prices and you pay a ton of money, that particular package costs more for the Red Zone. Anyway, we watched the Red Zone, and the takeaway was that Mitch Trubisky started the season as the worst QB in the league. Like, there's no worse. I don't think there was any team that scored as little as the Bears did. Even the Dolphins, who got blown out, scored 10 points. And on the flip side, the Bears D was probably the best after week one. I didn't see any other team sort of wreaking havoc like the Bears did. Takeaways, the Vikings, well, they have a running back. The Lions, well, they're still the Lions. And the Ravens have a wide receiver named Hollywood Brown. Best football name ever, right? Please put that guy on a poster stat. Hollywood Brown, who scored 2 touchdowns. Hollywood, if he needs work, like if he's looking for a marketing guy and a brand guy, I have so many ideas for Hollywood Brown. All right, finally, the Sky Report, Chicago Sky Report. It's all set. The Sky is in the playoffs. Game one of the first round will take place in Chicago against the Phoenix Mercury. Yes, the WNBA playoffs are weird. So the Sky's clinched a 5 seed, but they play the 8 seed on Wednesday in a 1-game winner-take-all at Wintrust. Then if they win that one, they get to play another single elimination game, probably against the LA Sparks. Then it gets to the semifinals. There's like 4 teams left, and they do a traditional 5-game set. That's the idea. And hopefully they do win, because hopefully they do win. They get to play the Sparks, because after the Sparks, there goes all of my knowledge on the team names for the WNBA. I'm in trouble after that. But all the news coverage today has been centered around backup front court player Astur Ndor. She's ejected yesterday. This is a great story. In the loss to the Mystics. Don't get me started. I don't know where they're from, but it's the Mystics. But it's getting picked up because she got kicked out for bumping a ref. But when you look at the video, the ref bumped into her. It's like, and he walks right into her, and he gets so mad, like belligerent, like he just got mugged. He's like, and he does this emphatic T. It's so silly looking. He does this big T, and then he throws her out. It's like the motion of the referee is way past, like the player, they were just arguing over a foul or something. He threw her out of the game, the whole bit. She ran out the stadium with a towel on her head. It's hilarious. Anyways, comical. After the game, the WNBA rescinded the technical. They looked at the tape and they're like, this is ridiculous. I mean, the ref is hilarious, Pete. You just check. If you've seen the video, he goes like he's a he reminds me of like a WWE wrestler who just doesn't see what's happening. And then, oh no, he gets body slammed. The ref was not looking. That's the vibe of that WNBA ref. Didn't look good. So anyway, also, Vandersloot became the first player in WNBA history to hit 300 assists in a season. Her last assist was 300, so she broke the record. How about that? All right, that's Laura Wacker Live for September 9th, 2019. We got a live show tonight, Extension 720 from 8 to 10 on WGN Radio. Beats by Wes Restless, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.